pollinators are creating a buzz in Cabot in the lead-up to town meeting day. As VPR's Amy Noyes reports, voters there will consider officially becoming a pollinator-friendly community.
Pollinators, like bees, butterflies, and bats, are declining, and that could mean trouble. We rely on pollinators to help grow food and flowers. A committee called the Greater Cabot Working Landscape Network has spent the last year educating locals about pollinator health. And now the group's asking residents to adopt pollinator-friendly practices, like cutting back on pesticides and mowing less often to allow wild plants to flower. Committee co-chair Allison Galka says Vermont's rural landscape can play an outsized role in keeping pollinators healthy.
We have such a unique, mixed, varied landscape, lots of forests and rolling hills and pastures. The habitats that we have here are kind of unique for some pollinators.
The town meeting resolution is non-binding, and Galka says officials don't plan to actively enforce it. But the committee hopes residents will keep it in mind as they make choices on their own properties. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.